الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الأفلاك والأرضين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an is the greatest man who walked this earth after the Anbiya-i Kiram and Rusul-i-Izam. What can I say about his life but that he himself used to say that there are three things from this dunya, from this world, that I find most dear. Three things. The first one, he says, An-nazru ila wajhi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to look at the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says the second is infaqu mali ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to spend my wealth upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the third, he says, an takun ibnati tahta rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that I wish for my daughter to be under the marriage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it wouldn't be wrong for me to say that the whole aqidah of Bareilly Sharif, of Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu an, is based on the life of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an. Ishq-e Rasul shines in the life of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an. From before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had announced his prophethood, after that, whilst they lived in Makkatul Mukarramah, and then after Hijrah in Madinatul Munawwara, and even after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read the seerah of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an, then you will see nothing but the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also loved Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an. How much? Sayyiduna Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala an, in Bukhari Sharif, he says that I asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, from amongst the people, who is most beloved to you? Sab se ziyada aap kis se mahabbat karte hain? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. From all the people, I love Aisha radiallahu anha the most. Sayyiduna Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the men, who do you love the most? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abuha, her father, yani Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was the most beloved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the men. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, his name was Abdullah. That's what he was known as. According to some, his name was Abdul Ka'ba. After the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced prophethood and he accepted Islam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the name Abdul Ka'ba to Abdullah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. He was from a very honorable tribe amongst the people of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was from amongst the tribe Banu Tim. And these people from amongst the people of Makkatul Mukarramah were given the duty by the people of Makkah to deal with the decisions in regards to qisas and diyat. When somebody kills another, when a person murders another, then that would go into the court of Banu Tim. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, due to his wisdom and knowledge, in his youth, very early in his youth, he began to take these matters in his hands. And he used to make the decisions amongst the people in regards to qisas and diyat, in regards to the murders of people and the killings of people and the compensation that would have to be paid towards the deceased family. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was a merchant. He was a merchant. He used to buy cloth from Yemen and Syria. He used to travel there. He used to buy the cloth. He used to come and he used to sell that cloth in Makkatul Mukarramah. And he was known as a very big merchant. And he was known as a very wise man and a very knowledgeable man. And therefore, when a decision would come from Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, the people of Makkah, without any dispute, would accept the decision from Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because they knew that he was very knowledgeable and he was very wise. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved into the home of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha lived in the same area as Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha lived. They lived in the same area. It's known as Jumh, that area. And that's where Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha used to live. He was a friend of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and he moved in that same area, the friendship of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased. The bond increased. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha became very close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one time, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anha was outside the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a few people from amongst the people of Makkah were sitting with him. A person named Utbah, he was walking past. And whilst he walked past, he stopped and he says, that have you found him yet? And he was just making a comment to amuse the people. The people of Makkah replied that no, we have not found him yet. Utbah says that that person is going to be from amongst us people. Or he will be from amongst one of you. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, who are we talking about? They said that the final Prophet of Allah is yet to come. And he, according to the signs in the previous books, will be from amongst the Arabs. And from amongst the honorable, the most honorable lineage of the Arabs. He will be from amongst the most pure family from amongst the Arabs. So he will be from amongst one of us. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu went to Waraqah bin Nawfil. He was known as a great scholar of the previous books. He asked him, and Waraqah bin Nawfil advised him that yes, he will be from amongst the Arab, and he will be from amongst the most pure and the most honorable tribe of the Arabs. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu had this thought in his mind and he went to sleep. When he slept, he saw in his dream that the moon had fallen into his house. And according to another narration, he saw that that nur, light, descended from the sky onto the Kaaba and it spread all throughout Makkatul Mukarramah. And he says that I saw in my dream that light first came to my house. It first came to my house. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu woke up. He wakes up and he goes to a Jewish scholar known as Asqaf And he asks him that, "I have seen a dream. Can you interpret that dream? What does it mean?" Asqaf says that, I do not know what that dream means. It is beyond me." Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, after that, when he traveled to Syria, for his merchandise, he met with Bahira Rahib. Bahira or Buhaira? Bahira was a scholar of Christianity. He went to him and he asked him, "Okay, do you understand this dream? What does it mean?" Bahira Rahib asked him, "Okay, what is your name?" He said, "My name is Abdullah." He says, "Which tribe are you from?" He says, "I am from Banu Tim." "Are you from Makkatul Mukarramah?" "Yes, I am from Makkatul Mukarramah." He says that what this dream means is that from amongst your people, the final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will announce his prophethood. He will come upon us. And you, according to the information you have provided, and be that your dream be true, you will be his minister. You will be his wazir. You will be his wazir, and you will be the first to accept Islam on his hands. And after he passes away from this world, you will be his first khalifa. Bahira Rahib had given this glad tiding to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, on hearing that, he returns to Makkatul Mukarramah. In Makkatul Mukarramah, news spread that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is claiming to be the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu returned from his journey to Syria. And he says to Syria and Yemen, and he says to the people that, "What is the news?" They tell him that your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has announced prophethood, and he is saying that he is the final prophet, and he has rejected all the idols that we've been worshipping all this time. He's rejected the religion of all our forefathers. Go and see to him. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu straight away went to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he fell into his feet and he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I accept. Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah." Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu accepted faith upon Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately. And that is why in a narration it says that all the people who accepted Islam on my hands, everyone took a moment to think about it. They asked for evidence besides Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Without any hesitation, he accepted Iman on my hands. In another narration it says that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu came and he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, O Muhammad, show me a mu'jiza. Show me a miracle. Because I know that the prophets of Allah can have the power to express or show miracles." Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Oh Abu Bakr, did you not see this in your dream? Did you not ask Bahira for the interpretation? Did Bahira not say this to you? And then you returned and the people of Makkah passed you this news and you came running to me?" At that point, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. When Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says that at that time he had 40,000 dirham. 40,000 dirham, which is a very, very large amount of wealth. She says that when he passed away, he left no dirham and no dinar. Everything he sacrificed in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he found the most beloved to him in this world, infaqu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to spend on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon the call of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he accepted Islam, and according to the ulama, he was the first, according to the ijma of the ummah, he was the first man to accept Islam. He was the first man to accept Islam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, one of the aqwal recorded by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti in Tariq al-Khulafa, is that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that he is always the first in every goodness. Muqaddiman fi kulli khayr. In every goodness, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu is always at the front. He is always the first. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, when he accepted Islam, and as you know that he was extremely noble and he had a very honorable status amongst the people of Makkah. Upon his call, when he called towards Islam, people like Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu accepted Islam because of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Talha ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu accepted Islam because of the call of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. People like Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, these great ajilla sahaba ikram accepted iman because of the call of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, when he accepted Islam, he says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, why are we keeping Islam so discreet? We should go out and we should announce Islam and propagate Islam openly without fear. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered him that now is not the time. Wait until the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah outside the Kaaba. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah outside the Kaaba. And one of the people of Makkah, one of the kuffar, Utba ibn Mu'ayth, he comes and he places his shawl around the neck of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He takes it around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neck. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah. And then he makes the intention, he intends to strangle the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, these people were extremely mad with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who followed. Because according to them, he had rejected all the idols that they worshipped and they believed as God. He rejected all the idolatry and all the shirk that they were performing, that they were committing. He tried to strangle Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that point, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu came. And the amount he loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one else loved. He came and he gripped the neck of Ibn Mu'ayth. And he pulled him back. And he pulls him back and he says that, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply because he is saying that there is no God but one and he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you must not partner anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why you are killing him. At another time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outside the Kaaba. Whilst he was outside the Kaaba, the people of Makkah, the kuffar, the non-believers of Makkah to al-Mukarramah, they were discussing those who rejected their faith. And obviously the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected their shirk, their idols. When they saw him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him, do you denounce the idols that are our gods? Have you been rejecting our gods and said that they are false gods? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, yes, I denounce them. And I say that they are false gods, because there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has no partner. Upon that, the kuffar of Makkah, they jumped on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started beating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma'adallah. Upon that, somebody passed the message to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, that, oh Abu Bakr, go and see to your friend. Go and see to your friend outside the Kaaba. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu came running to the Kaaba and he saw them and he shouted to those people so that he could divert their attention towards himself rather than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he shouted to them people that, why are you hurting him? Why are you trying to kill him? All he is saying that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has no partner. That is all he is saying. The people of Makkah at that point ran towards Abu Bakr. They jumped on Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and they started beating him. They beat him so much. They beat him so much that he completely fainted. And when he was taken home, his beloved daughter Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr, she says that my father was beaten so much, so much, that wherever he placed his hand on his head, his hair would fall with his hands. His hair would come off. That is how much he was beaten. And at that point, the people of Banu Thim, the people of the tribe of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh, they thought that now Abu Bakr will learn and he will leave Muhammad. Apni jaan bachane ke liye, to save his own life, he will now leave Muhammad and he will reject Muhammad. But Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh, he was willing to sacrifice his life. Karu tere naam pe ja fida, na bas ek ja, do jahan fida. Do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karu kya karoro jahan nahi. This This was the life of Abu Bakr, that he was willing to sacrifice his life upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam again and again and again. And why would he leave? Why would he leave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Taake dard kam ho jaye, so that the pain goes, so that the zulm, the transgression goes. Why? Why would he do that? Because he believed ke jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa. He believed ke jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa. Roz fazu kare khuda. Jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyo? Why would I reject the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At another incident, these narrations are from Bukhari Sharif. This again from Bukhari Sharif, that once when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave permission to Abu Bakr, ke, oh Abu Bakr, okay, now we can go outside the Kaaba and we can announce Islam and propagate Islam openly. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh comes outside the Kaaba. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also present. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anh starts to deliver a speech, a very eloquent speech, to propagate Islam and to call people towards Islam. The kuffar of Makkah, the non-believers of Makkah, they all surrounded the group of Muslims. After surrounding them, they jumped onto Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh. And they beat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh. They beat and they hit Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh so much that in the narration it says that they couldn't even distinguish where his nose was on his blessed face. That is how much he was beaten. Again he fainted. They took him home, and the people of Banu Thim, they took him home and they came back to the Kaaba and they said that if Abu Bakr dies in this state, then we will take revenge for his death. We will take revenge for his death. And we will kill whoever did this to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he didn't wake up until the night. Near to the night he woke up, and when his eyes opened, he says, how is Muhammad? How is Muhammad? His blessed face has been beaten so much that they can't even distinguish his blessed nose. His whole face is swollen, and he doesn't care about anything. But how is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Banu Thim who were there present, his tribe was present, waiting for him to wake. When they heard this, they left. They left and they said to his mother, "Okay, you look after him." His blessed mother, Umm Jamil, radiallahu anha, she says that I asked Abu Bakr to have some food. Abu Bakr said, "No, where is Muhammad? How is Muhammad? What is the status of Muhammad?" She says that I have no idea. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh says, go and ask Ummul Khair. Go and ask the sister of Umar, Bint Khattab, go and ask her. Now in the night, she goes, and she goes and tells her. She comes back with the mother of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, and she radiallahu anh, and she sees the state of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And she says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah destroy these people who have done this to you. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, how is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says that he is at the house of Arqam. He is at the house of Ibn Arqam. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, that I swear by Allah, I swear by in whose hands is my life, I will not eat anything until I see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both take Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to the house of Ibn Arqam. When he sees the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he begins to cry. He begins to cry and he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, save my mother from Jahannam. Save my mother from Jahannam. And at that point, the mother of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, after accepting Islam, he spent so much in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he freed so many slaves. He freed so many slaves, and from amongst them is once when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was traveling, he was walking by, he heard the noise, Ahad, 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 someone in pain shouting, there is only one, there is only one, there is only one. And the people of Mecca used to believe in them idols, and they used to believe all of them as gods. In refutation against them, this sound of Ahad, there is only one, all of them are false gods, all them idols are false, there is only one, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu heard this voice and he followed it. He came and he saw an African slave known as Bilal radiallahu anhu. He saw Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu being tortured in the hot midday sun of the Arab world. He was being tortured, he was being burned by massive rocks placed on his back and on his chest. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says to him that, what is happening? He says that Umayyah is my master, and he is torturing me because I have accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says to him, be discreet, you don't have to loudly say Ahad. Keep it quiet, keep it in your heart. Allahu ya'lamu, Allah knows, you don't have to say it with your tongue. Be quiet so that they stop torturing you. Upon that, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu stopped saying Ahad. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu on another day walks past that same route, and again he hears Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Again he goes and he sees Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu being tortured. Again he gives him that suggestion that, please be discreet, I cannot bear to see you being punished and being tortured for accepting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please don't say it loudly. Again he doesn't say it loudly. And then again the next day he's walking past and he hears the sound of Ahad. He goes again and he sees Bilal radiallahu anhu saying Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, no matter how many times he suggested his advice to him, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu's love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not allow him to stop saying that, to stop saying Ahad again, because he loved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fazu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naaz-e dawa uthaye kyo? Why would he do medicine? Why would that person do medicine who loves that illness? Who loves that pain? Who loves the pain of the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is not an illness, this is the pain for the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he loves that pain, why would he do medicine for it? Why would he stop saying Ahad and stop the torture? I love being tortured for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon this, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu couldn't bear it anymore. He went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, I have seen this with my eyes. This is the state of Sayyidina Bilal. He went to his father Abu Qahafa. He had not accepted Islam yet. And he told him what he had seen. And he took his suggestion. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu then goes onto the door of Umayyah and knocks on his door. Umayyah opens the door. He says, you have an African slave. I have seen you torture him in such a manner that I cannot bear. Why do you torture him? Umayyah says, what is he to you? If you have a problem with that, then why don't you buy him from me? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, how much do you want? He says, no. You tell me, how much will you give? Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says that I have a slave who is very good looking, he is white, he is very healthy, and his price is far beyond all these slaves that you have. He says, okay. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu had for that slave to be brought in front of him. When Umayyah saw this slave, he was astonished that he wants to exchange Bilal for this slave, this pricey slave for Bilal. Ma'azallah, he didn't know. Then, after that astonishment, his greed came. He thought to himself that if Abu Bakr is so desperate for this slave, then let me ask him for more. He says, you will have to give me more. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to his servant, go and bring me a bag full of ashratis, a bag full of coins. Go and bring it. He brings it and he gives that to Umayyah and he says, here, take this as well. Upon this, Umayyah agrees. Transactions taken place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu takes Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu's hand and he says, come, let's go. As they are walking away, Umayyah starts laughing loudly, like the shaitan. Kahkaha, he starts laughing loudly. And he says that, oh, Abu Bakr, I did not know you were so stupid that you bought this African slave Bilal for such a high price. Ma'adallah. He says, if you would have given 1/10 of that money you gave, I would have sold him to you. That is how cheap I would have sold him. You have been fooled by me. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu turned around and he says, oh Umayyah, hey Umayyah, you think I am fooled? You are the one who has been fooled. You are the one who is dumb. For if you were to ask for more, I would have given you more for Bilal. If you would have asked for every single thing that I own, even the clothes that I am wearing, I would have given you everything for Bilal. And not only that, if you would have asked for more after that, then I would have gone and taken a loan from another person and paid you that for to free Bilal. How do you know what the price of Bilal is? And then he walked away with Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, came into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They both started crying. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ke Abu Bakr, I told you that if you want to buy Bilal, then I will pay half the price for Bilal. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, Subhanallah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulallah, I am your slave. Bilal is your slave. We are both your slaves. How will you buy us? We are already your slaves, Ya Rasulullah. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, I make you a witness that I have freed Bilal. Subhanallah. In this manner, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu freed many servants, many slaves. For the sake of Islam, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, when the night of Mi'raj occurred, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled to Dimashq, Masjid-e-Aqsa, and after Masjid-e-Aqsa, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went above into Lamaka and he returned. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu heard the news in the market. He hears the news. Go and hear what your friend is saying, people said to him. He has gone mad, ma'adallah. Go and see to him. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, what has happened? He says that in the night, he went all the way to Masjid Al-Aqsa. In the night, and he's come back already. This journey which takes months, how can he have? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says, has he said this? Did he really say this? They said, yes, he has said this. And he said that he went above and met with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all the seven skies. He says, if he has said it, then he has spoken the truth. And then he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And outside the Kaaba, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informing the people of everything that happened the night before, in the night of Isra and Mi'raj, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh sat there saying, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah, you have spoken the truth ya Rasulullah, you have spoken the truth ya Rasulullah. This was a test for the believers to see who believes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who rejects the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of this journey. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh was showing that this test is nothing for me, for I love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot more. I have believed in Allah without seeing Allah, because the tongue of Muhammad has said that Allah exists and there is only one Allah. Then what is this for me to accept? At every sentence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. This is why Sayyidina Hafiz, Imam Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr radiallahu anhu writes that this is the reason why Sayyidina Abu Bakr came to be known as a Siddiq. He came to be known as As-Siddiq, and this was foretold to him. This was foretold to him when he was at the age of 4. Shawahid-e-Nabuwa, Imam Jami radiallahu anhu writes that when he was at the age of 4, his father took him to the house of the idols, and he says to him, innahum alihatuk, these are your gods, these are your deities. Ash-shammul ala. And he says, fasjud lahum, therefore worship them, prostrate to them, do sajda to them. These are the idols, these are your gods. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu says that I looked at these idols and I said to them that I have no clothes, give me clothes. And he says there was no response. They gave me no clothes. Then I said to them that I am hungry, give me food. There was no response. They didn't give me any food. Then he says that I picked up a stone and I said to them that if you are the gods, then save yourselves from this. And then he threw the stone at the biggest idol there, and the idol fell down. At that point, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he thought that these are not gods. These are not worthy of worship. They can't even save themselves from me. His father saw this, and upon this his father came and he struck him. He struck him and he took him to his mother. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu comes to his mother, and his father tells his mother what just happened. His blessed mother, Sayyida Umme Jameel radiallahu anha, says that leave him, choro, let him be, leave Abu Bakr, leave him alone, let him do what he wants to do. Because when he was born, I heard a voice from the unseen. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu is sitting with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's saying this. Okay, my mother said this. He's explaining all of this. He says that my mother said that when he was born, I heard a voice from the unseen which said, Ya Amatallahi bittahqiq, oh, the servant of Allah, Abshiri bil waladil atiq, you have glad tidings for a free atiq, a man free from the fire of hell, a boy. And the voice said, Ismuha fis sama is Siddiq, in the skies his name is Siddiq. Subhanallah. And then the voice said, Wali Muhammadin sahibu wa rafiq, and for Muhammad he is a companion and a friend. This Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, when he says this in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam comes. It says in the narration, فَلَمَّنْ قَضَى كَلَامُ أَبِي بَكْرِ نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said, صَدَقَ أَبُو بَكْرِ, Abu Bakr has spoken the truth. Yani this was verified by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu decided to leave Makkatul Mukarramah due to the problems and the torturing and the curses from the people of Makkah, the non-believers. He once decided to leave Makkatul Mukarramah, and he went towards Habsha, Ethiopia, towards Africa. because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given permission to some to the Sahaba to leave. When Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was going, Ibn Dughna was returning from his travels to Makkah al-Mukarramah. He was one of the leaders of the tribes of Makkah al-Mukarramah. He saw Abu Bakr and he says, "Ya Abu Bakr, where are you going? Oh Abu Bakr, where are you going?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says that I am tired of the torture and the curses and the problems that the non-believers, the people of Makkah are causing. I have decided to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. They have taken me out and they have forced me to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. Ibn Dughna says, "Oh Abu Bakr, a man as honest as you, a man as rightful as you, a man who helps the elderly like you, a man who helps the poor like you, a man of such wisdom, a man of such knowledge, the city of Makkah must not be limited and too tight for people like you. Come with me. Come with me. I take oath that I will protect you and keep you in my aman. I will keep you in my protection." Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu returns. When he is returning to Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he returns, Ibn Dughna goes to the leaders of the tribes of Makkah and he says that Abu Bakr is in my protection, in my aman. None of you must say anything to him. None of you must harm him anymore. Remember, he had been beaten many a times outside the Kaaba. His blessed face had been harmed so much. He said, "From now nobody will touch Abu Bakr." They said, on one condition. The condition is that Abu Bakr worships Allah and performs his namaz and salah, whatever he does, inside his house, in the four walls of his house, not outside openly. He accepted. Ibn Dughna accepted this and he comes to Abu Bakr and he tells Abu Bakr that this is the condition and you are under my protection. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, for a few days inside his home, he performs his salah, worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does the dhikr of Allah, and then his heart cannot bear it anymore. He says, "Why am I hiding for?" He comes outside his house and he faces the Kaaba and he says, "Allahu Akbar." And he starts performing salah. And he starts reciting the Quran loudly. Upon hearing the Quran, the blessed voice of Siddiq Akbar, the emotional voice of Siddiq Akbar, the people of Makkah start gathering. The women of Makkah, the elderly of Makkah, the young children start gathering around Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Many upon hearing the tilawat of the Quran accepted Islam in the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The people of Makkah, the leaders became furious. They came to Ibn Dughna and they said, "Look, you took oath that you will accept this condition and you took him in his, under his protection. Look what he's doing. He has broken that condition." Ibn Dughna comes to Abu Bakr and he says, "Oh Abu Bakr, what are you doing? I took your protection. I have given you protection with that one condition. You have broken it. What are you doing, Abu Bakr?" Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, "Go Abu Dughna. Go. I do not need your protection. I have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I have the protection of Allah, what is your protection worth?" Subhanallah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in this manner, he continued to serve Islam. And 4 months before he left for Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave permission to migrate towards Madinah Munawwara, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was asking for permission. "Ya Rasulullah, shall we leave? Shall we leave?" The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Not yet, not yet." And according to some narrations, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already indicated that, "Oh Abu Bakr, when I will leave Makkah to Madinah, no one will be with me but you. You will come with me, and at that time my life will be under threat. My life will be under threat. The people of Makkah will be trying to kill me, and no one will protect me but you. You will come with me to Madinatul Munawwara." So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, according to some narrations, already knew. For 4 months he had prepared for Hijrah. And there's a narration that I have read, and although it may be weak, but it is regarding the fadila of Abu Bakr, so it is accepted. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu bought 2 healthy, fast camels ready for hijrah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And every night he would stand behind his door waiting, okay, maybe tonight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come. Maybe tonight he will come. Maybe tonight he will come. He would stay awake all night waiting. 4 months go past. And then when the people of Makkah have plotted to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have decided that the youngsters of all of each tribe, one of the young men of each tribe will gather outside the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as soon as he comes out, all of us together will strike Muhammad and kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'adallah. When they decided that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam came. Surah Yasin was revealed at that time. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given information that this is to happen. They are waiting outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel to tell the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that take this earth and recite the verses of Surah Yasin. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. We have covered them from their fronts and backs, from their sides, from all round. They have a veil in front of them. They cannot see anything. Recite these, blow on this earth and throw it on them when you walk out. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he walked out of the house, he threw that earth onto these people. They became completely blind and they couldn't see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without any problem, walked completely through them. They didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today these Wahhabis, Ahli Hadith, Kharijis, all these people, they say, ke agar Nabi zinda hai, to nazar kyun nahi aate? They say, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive, then why can we not see him? I say, ke tumhare baap dada ko nazar nahi aaye the, kya tumhe nazar aayenge? Your forefathers couldn't see him. How will you see him? When they were living in his time, they didn't see him. How will you see him today? They didn't see him. He walked out. He went to the house of Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was prepared. They left. For Madinatul Munawwara, 3 miles away from Makkatul Mukarrama, they stopped at Ghare Thawr. The Mount Thawr, a cave in that mount, they stopped there to rest. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, this is a very famous incident, everybody should know this. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu took permission to enter the Ghar to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the people of Makkah were in search. There was a prize on the blessed head of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 100 camels were to be given to he who brings the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were adamant they wanted to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu takes permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ya Rasulullah, we shall hide inside this cave. He goes in and he sees many holes. He starts ripping his cloth to cover them holes, just in case any insect or any animal or creature, a snake or anything, comes out and becomes a threat to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he goes in, he cleans the cave and then he says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now you may come in. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in and he lies his blessed head on his knee and he falls asleep. And it says, فَنَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that he fell asleep. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sleeps, he's still awake. He is in constant contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point, there was a hole that was left open. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu saw that hole and he placed his heel. He placed the heel of his foot inside that hole. And he knew that if a snake was to come out, then he would die. The snake would bite him and he would die. But again, as I said, Abu Bakr Siddiq was ready to sacrifice his life. Karu tere naam pe ja fida. He was ready to die in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a snake comes and it bites the blessed foot of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And remember, to protect your life, jaan bachana sabse bada farz. To protect your life is the biggest of all farais. It is the asl of all farais upon you. Up to the extent that if somebody says that I will kill you if you don't denounce Islam, then it is permissible to denounce Islam by the tongue as long as your heart is firm. That is how important it is to protect your life. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu here is willing to sacrifice his life. The snake bites his heel, he feels the poison, and the poison goes through his body, and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu starts crying. He starts crying, and do you know, He wasn't crying because of the pain. وہ درد کی وجہ سے نہیں رو رہے تھے. He was crying because he was worried کہ میرے بعد سرکار کی حفاظت کون کرے گا. Who will be with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if I die? That is why he cried. And when he cried, سَقَتَتْ دُمُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed tears fell onto the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke. When he awoke, he said, "Oh Abu Bakr, what has happened?" Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "This is what happened." And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his blessed saliva and he placed it on the heel of the Prophet of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, and the heel, the wound, it cured itself through the blessed saliva of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I want to say, I know my time is up. There is many things to mention. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, many verses of the Quran revealed for him. Many ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are there for him. His life after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amazing. But what I want to say is that he sacrificed his life for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that moment in that cave, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, that when Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu missed his salah in that cave, in a cave, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting on his knee, he says ke Maula Ali ne wari teri neend par namaz, wo bhi asr sabse jo ala khatar ki hai. Sayyidina Ali sacrificed his namaz on you, but more important than namaz is life. Siddiq balke jaan, Siddiq balke ghar mein jaan un pe de chuke, aur hifze jaan to jaan furuze ghurar ki hai. And to protect your life is the life of all the fara'is. Never mind sacrificing the salah, he sacrificed his life. Ha, tune unhe jaan aur inhe pher di namaz. Par wo to kar chuke the jo karni bashar ki hai. And then Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, ke thabit hua ke jumla fara'is furu' hai, asrul usul bandagi ustaj war ki hai. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was a man who lived all throughout his life for the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and his attributes, his actions, they all followed the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I advise you all that if you ever, never mind ever, you must take time out to read the seerah of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.